Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Robert Sutton's The No Asshole Rule, which is honestly one of those titles that makes you do a double take. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever worked with someone who just sucked the life out of the room?
Oh, absolutely. And I think everyone has. That's why this book is so powerful. It's not about being polite, it's about survival at work. Sutton makes this brutal but simple case. One toxic person can destroy more productivity than any market downturn.
Yeah, and he starts with this really practical test to know if you're dealing with a certified asshole. He says, ask yourself two things. First, after interacting with them, do you feel belittled, humiliated, or de-energized? Like, do you feel smaller?
Right.
And the second part is key. Do they only target people with less power? That's the hallmark of a bully. They kick down, not up. Sutton calls them flaming assholes. And he distinguishes between someone having a bad day and a consistent pattern.
Which is so important, because we all have bad days. But if it's a pattern, that's the problem. And Sutton goes on to dismantle this myth that a brilliant jerk is worth the pain. He calls it the total loser trap.
The total loser is actually a specific type, someone who is both an asshole and incompetent. But even the brilliant jerk, Sutton argues, is never worth it. The damage they do to team morale, focus, and creativity outweighs any individual contribution.
There's research he cites showing that exposure to rudeness actually impairs performance on routine tasks and kills creative thinking. So you're paying a huge hidden tax just by keeping this person around. Plus, the behavior is contagious. You get a culture of fear.
Exactly.
The book talks about psychological safety, which is the foundation of high-performing teams. When one person is toxic, everyone starts walking on eggshells and innovation dies. So Sutton's solution is a zero-tolerance policy.
And it has to start with hiring. He suggests behavioral interviewing to probe for past disrespect. He even says you can test candidates by treating them rudely during the interview. A decent person will be offended, but a certified asshole will reveal themselves.
But the hardest part is enforcement with existing employees. Sutton says the rule must apply to everyone, including top performers. Most companies make exceptions for the star salesperson, and that's where they fail. You have to be willing to fire them.
He gives a three-step framework. First, a private conversation. Second, a formal warning with a path to redemption. And third, termination. And the key is that the rule only works if people believe there are real consequences.
But what if you're stuck in a toxic place and can't leave? Sutton has a survival guide. He suggests reframing the encounter. See the person's behavior as a predictable pattern, not a personal attack. And keep a dignity journal to document incidents and gain perspective.
He also says to build a supportive counterculture with other sane colleagues. Find your allies, vent together, and protect each other. That network becomes a buffer against the toxicity.
The book also touches on how power itself creates assholes. Research shows that giving someone a sense of power makes them more likely to interrupt and ignore others. So a civilized organization needs systems to check that power, like feedback from subordinates.
You know, the one thing I'm taking away from this is that the rule isn't about being nice. It's about drawing a line between passionate disagreement and personal attack. You can argue fiercely without being demeaning. That's the kind of culture I want to be part of.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Totally worth checking out. So the real message here is that you have a choice. You can either tolerate the intolerable or you can decide to be part of the solution. Sutton gives us the map. We'll see you in the next one.